Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM, and also going over our friends, Free FM 89.0, coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Waikato. And today on the show, we're going to be having a look at a beef vaccine, which is very topical at the moment, for Aotearoa and in Australia and around the world, really. So we'll have a look at that in a little while. Before that, we'll do some weather and gardening to-dos and regular features we have here on the show. We'll come back straight after this, though, which is Envy of Angels by the Mutton Birds Live.
Touch the new I see in front of my wheels, painting signs, measuring the land, marking the lines, laying foundations, making them strong. Those people that haven't been born, and it's just like you said, it's the envy of ages. It's just like you said.
Envy of Angels there by the Mutton Birds. And now we're going to have a look at some weather here on the Over the Fence show. And it is a beautiful day in Whangarei here. Very hot. Not so much wind, but a little bit. And Wednesday today is going to be similar weather-wise to how many places were on Tuesday, with high pressure centred east of the North Island and a big storm south of Tasmania. And this sets up this setup encourages the westy flow into most parts of Aotearoa. Rain and showers affect the southern half of the west coast and possibly some parts of Southland. It's dry and mainly dry for most other regions. The winds, westerly quarter winds, continue all day with the strongest winds around the Cook Strait and upper South Island mountains, but not up to gale force most of the time. And temperatures pretty much similar to yesterday, slightly hotter, I feel like. And tomorrow, Aotearoa is stuck between a large high to our east and a big storm to the south, which creates windier nor'westers yet again over New Zealand. More west coast rain or showers, and some areas of rain and showers around parts of the upper North Island as well. We'll track down south to south-eastwards across the day and night. And windiest weather is from Wellington south. Friday, sort of similar to Thursday, but eastern places like Hawke's Bay and Canterbury should notice the heat returning, with highs back to around 30 degrees. Yes, coming into summer, isn't it, folks? There's going to be some more showers going into Southland and Otago, potentially South Canterbury as well. And the weekend is going to be a lot of changes in the weather. Saturdays, there's going to be a powerful storm well south of New Zealand, which will encourage more rain to the southern half of the west coast, heavy falls potentially, and more nor'westers in many regions, especially again down south. Subtropical airflows will also be coming into New Zealand, keeping temperatures above normal for this time of year. And Sunday is going to be a few showers in both islands, but large dry areas and a lot of winds. So, yeah, mixed bag. Very spring-like still, really, isn't it, the forecast? And what can we expect around here in the Waikato? Well, 21 degrees is saying a high today, but I feel like it's going to be higher than that. And 20 tomorrow, 21 Friday, then 23, 22s the rest of the week. Cloudy day, they're saying, rain tomorrow. Some showers Friday, cloudy Saturday, even cloudier Sunday, and then showers Monday, Tuesday, heading into next week. Nighttime temperatures, 16, they're saying tonight, 18 tomorrow, then 16, 17, kind of for the rest of the week. And Southwesterly wins today. Nor'easterly is tomorrow. West Southwesterly's Friday. Southwesterly's Saturday, Sunday. South Southwesterly's Monday. Southerly's Tuesday. And South Southwesterly's Wednesday. And the humidity is either 71% or 61%, depending where you look. And the sun rose this morning at 5:53 and will set at 8:36. The length of visible light is 15 hours. In 45 minutes, wow. And the extra day length's 14 hours and 43 minutes. And tomorrow will be a mere 37 seconds longer than it is today. Yeah, we're coming up to the longest day, all right. The summer solstice and the moon, which I did see last night, actually, will arise at 3:51 this afternoon and will set at 2:31 in the morning. It's a waxing gibbous, 76% illuminated, coming up to the full moon on the 15th. Which is, when's that, Sunday, Monday, something like that? Yeah, so there we are. There's some weather. Now I'm going to play for you a song by the Velvet Underground called Pablo Eyes.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on. Make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of
life completely.
stuff it in a cup. She said money is like us in time. It lies but can't stand up. Down for you is up. Linger on, your pale blue eyes. Linger on, your pale blue eyes. It was good what we did yesterday. I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin.
Down there with pale blue eyes. Now we're going to do some gardening to do's here on the Over the Fence show. In December, yes, roaring up to Christmas indeed, aren't we, folks? And amaranth, you can sow the seed for, as well as asparagus pea. You can plant out your basil. You can sow the seeds for your climbing and dwarf beans, your beetroot, your borage, your burdock, your cape gooseberry. Plant out your capsicum, sow your seed for your carrots. Plant out your celeriac and celery, sow your seeds for your chili peppers and your chives. Plant your choco tubers, sow your seeds for your coriander or cucumber. Plant out your eggplant and French tarragon, sow your seed for your kohlrabi. Plant out your leeks, sow your seeds for your lettuce. Plant out your loofah and your marrow. Sow your seeds for your mustard greens and plant out your New Zealand spinach and okra. Sow your seeds for your oregano, parsley, parsnip, pumpkin and radish. Plant out your rock melon. Sow your seeds for your sage and your salsify. Plant out your silver beet and squash. Sow your seeds for your sunflowers and sweet corn. Plant out your sweet marjoram. Tomato. Sow your seeds for your turnips and plant out your watermelons and start your zucchinis and seed trays. Or plant out. And also, further to that, you can plant your alyssum, your basil, your blueberries, your capsicums, your carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemums, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumbers, daisy, delphiniums, dianthus, eggplants, fuchsias, gerberas, and patiens, cumana, lavender, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, pumpkin squash, radish, silver beet, spring onion, sweet corn, and tomatoes. So there's a few gardening to-dos for you to do out there in the heat of the summer, early summer. Now I'm going to play for you a song called Red by Alice Phoebe Lou. Overhead.
he's not around anymore. He's been misled, life's flown overhead.
Alice, Phoebe Lou there with her song called Red, and pretty soon we will be back and we're going to talk today about a additive for cow feed called Bovaer, which is, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's causing a bit of debate and dispute around the globe at the moment, so I'm just going to try and bring you some sort of balanced sort of view on it, I guess, is what I'm going to try and do from the various angles, and there's a lot out there about this one, so we will get stuck into that very shortly, probably after the song here by The Best called Out of Sight.
Someone told me I'm water sign.
was the best, of course, there with their song Out of Sight. Now we're going to be talking about Bovoyer, a food additive for cows to help with methane. And I'll give you a bit of context around this. And concern has been raising over the use of this particular food supplement, Bovoyer 10. This one's called, to reduce methane production in cows. Bovoyer 10 consists of a silicon dioxide, which is kind of like sand, and propylene glycol, which is a food stabler approved by Food Safety Australia and New Zealand. And the active compound is 3-nitro-oxypropanol, or 3-NOP. There's been a lot of talk this way and that way about it. Why, I guess, do we need to reduce methane production? Because Aotearoa is attempting to reduce, play its part in reducing global warming. Most of the focus has been on carbon dioxide as a major human-produced greenhouse gas. But methane is also a greenhouse gas. And although we produce less of it, it is far more potent greenhouse gas than CO2. And agriculture is the largest human-produced source of methane. Cattle herds expand. They fuel our increasing desire for meat and milk. Reducing methane production by cows is an important way to reduce greenhouse emissions. There's lots of different ways being trialled at present in New Zealand and around the world to do this, but stopping the bacteria in cows' stomachs that generate methane from making methane is one approach. And the methane cows and sheep produce is not from the animals themselves, but from the microbes that live in their digestive systems. And 3-NOP, stop the enzymes that do that on the final step of methane synthesis in the microbes, in the cows' ruminants. 3-NOP is not the only compound trialled as a feed additive. A seaweed-based Australian product, Rumen 8, is also being trialled and under development. And saponins, soap-like chemical compounds found in plants and essential oils, have also been investigated. But 3-NOP is, at the moment, one of the most, they think, effective treatments. So that's kind of around a bit of an introduction to Bovoyer for you. But like I say, there's lots of different angles and approaches on this one, and we will get to quite a few of them before the end of the show, hopefully. And while I give you a break from my voice, here goes another song for you, and this is going to be Blue Go Purple with Circumspect Penelope.
We'll be right back.
That was Look Blue, a Go Purple there with Circumspect. Penelope, and now I'm going to bring you about Bovaer here, a thing from the UK government's food standards agency. And it's just like a question answer sort of thing. And the introducer is there in widespread media coverage and discussion on social media about a feed additive called Bovaer being trialled to reduce methane emissions from dairy cows to help combat climate change. And one of the questions is milk from cows fed Bovaer safe for us to drink? And milk from cows given Bovaer is safe to drink. The additive is metabolised by the cows so it does not pass into the milk. How are feed additives tested and approved? All authorised feed additives undergo the FSA's rigorous safety assessment. This ensures products are safe for the UK market. Businesses must demonstrate the safety of the additive for the animal, consumers, workers and environment. To ensure the assessment is as robust as possible, independent experts from the Advisory Committee on Animal Feeding Stuffs assess the evidence and provide advice to the FSA to inform the final safety assessment. Another question is, why have you approved Bovaer when there are known safety issues? The FSA safety assessment concluded there are no safety concerns when Bovaer is used at the approved dose. It does not cause cancer, it is not carcinogenic or genotoxic, and poses no safety concerns to consumers, animals or the environment. Well, the 58 studies on potential risks were evaluated, and it was concluded that the additive is safe at twice the recommended dose. And as it reinforced here, the additive is metabolized by the cow, so it does not pass into the milk or the meat, they say. And it has been authorized, Bovaer, that is, for use globally, including the European Union, Australia, Canada, US, and the UK, and quite a number of other countries now. Although in the UK, and probably likely here if it does end up being used here, the feed additives are not labeled within the ingredients list of food products, so it won't be labeled if this is the case. And I think we'll leave it there, and then we'll come back with what's been happening over in Australia as far as Bovaer goes. And I'll come back with more about that after this song here by Straightjacket Fits called If I Were You.
Steal your friends and watch the world.
Straightjacket Fits there with If I Were You. And now we're going to have back on the Beauvoir. Many angles this one, folks. And this one comes from, this particular angle here comes from Daily Telegraph in New Zealand, which is not actually affiliated with the actual Daily Telegraph itself. But this article anyway says, the use of a methane-reducing feed additive Bovier to cattle in Australia has ignited a heated debate with growing calls for a boycott of beef produced using the additive. Critics are pointing to finding from a Japanese study that suggests potential negative impacts on male fertility, as well as skepticism over the safety assurances provided by its manufacturer. Bovier was developed by BSM Fernamnik, is marketed as a breakthrough solution to reduce methane emissions from cattle by up to 30%. And that number does change around, you know, 30 up to 60. I've seen a lot of the stuff I've been looking at around this. So it's something else to keep in mind, I guess. However, a study by Japan's Food Safety Commission raised concerns, reporting a reduction in testicular weight, sperm count, and sperm motility in animal trials involving the additive. These findings have fueled criticism from politicians, farmers, and activists who are questioning the safety of Bovier for both animals and humans. And former Australian MP Craig Kelly has been particularly vocal, sharing the Japanese study results and criticising retailers like Coles, which is half of the duopoly in the Australian supermarket racket, for stocking beef linked to Bovier-fed cattle. In fact, they've launched a range of beef, you know, using that label, and you know, all the suppliers are using that. Kelly also highlights disclaimers from Bovier's manufacturers, limits liability and provides no guarantees of the product's safety or effectiveness, which is kind of interesting. Queensland Libertarian Party candidate Jim Wilmot echoed the concern, stating, "My cows don't want a Bovier supplement. Any product with warnings about reproductive harm has no place in our food chain," he says. So, this is another, the debate is not limited to health concerns. You know, critics also target the influence of major investors like BlackRock and Vanguard, fueling concerns about corporate agendas and a push for environmental solutions. So, yeah, there's a lot of little rabbit holes that this one gets into. And New Zealand Fonterra has been working with DSM, who's the company who makes it, to explore the application of Bovier in a pasture-based farming system, remembering that most of the farming systems this is used in, that's because most of the other systems around the world, apart from kind of New Zealand, barn sort of fed farming systems, certainly not pasture systems like New Zealand luckily still is in the main. And a 2022 press release highlighted Fonterra's commitment to reducing on-farm greenhouse gas emissions, describing its collaboration with DSM as part of a broader strategy to align with evolving consumer preferences and environmental goals. Fonterra's Chief Innovation and Brand Officer Komal Mistry Mehta emphasises the importance of balancing innovation with safety, stating, "Dairy nutrition will always be our core strength. At the same time, we are conscious that preferences of some consumers are evolving." Yeah, that's in the New Zealand and around the world, that's for sure. So, I think I'll leave that one there for now, and I'll come back with some other angles on this interesting topic after this next song I'm going to play for you here, which is going to be Everything Everyone by Panther in the Zoo.
We've been sleeping on a lot lately. It doesn't make for the most therapeutic sleep, but I don't know what else to do with everything that occupies my waking mind so completely. How can I make it all just let me be? Everything, it all just slips my mind. 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 This time
everything, everyone, 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 everything, everyone. It all just slips my mind. It all just slips my mind. It all just slips my mind. It all just slips my mind.
Everything, Everyone by Panther and the Zoos there, and further to the vaccinations for methane emissions in ruminants, here is a study I have here, published by PubMed Central from the NIH's National Library of Medicine, the National Center for Biotechnology Information. And it's an article published a couple of years ago called "Are Vaccines the Solution for Methane Emissions from Ruminants? A Systematic Review." And I'll take you, because it is a, you know, scientific article, but I'll take you through to the conclusion for that article, and it reads like this. In summary, the possibility of applying vaccines to mitigate CH4 production from enteric, that's methane, of course, production from enteric fermentation ruminants has been repeatedly suggested. Nevertheless, it is complicated to evaluate the real effectiveness of the strategy. Few studies have directly assessed the complete approach, i.e. from vaccination to enteric animal CEH emission measurement. Furthermore, the great variety in methods is an obstacle in comparison of results from different studies in an appropriate and repeatable way. However, the strategy has been considered promising by many authors, and more research is needed to reach a rigorous conclusion on its feasibility, practical implementation, and sustainability. Various steps should be considered for future studies, such as antigenic capacity, IGS in saliva, action and stability of IGS in the rumen, and finally, how to evaluate CH4 production. So that's another strand, and another one also about, you know, vaccinations, better it's the way, and it's the governments here in New Zealand have said it's a no added heating approach as they're going to take to methane emission. But Professor Mark Howden, who is the director of the Institute for Climate, Energy and Disaster Solutions at Australian National University, said basing a goal on no added heating was actually confusing. Howden is Australasia's top representative in an intergovernmental panel on climate change, and asking if aiming for no added heating could meet the goals of the Paris Agreement on climate change. Howden said framing the target this way was problematic. And he said, it's a problematic way of expressing the goal. A much simpler way of expressing the goal is simply proportional reductions. And Howden suggests we take a sensible midpoint from various IPCC pathways. Methane would need to fall by roughly 60% by 2050 to meet global climate goals. Though not all of that needs to come from agriculture, as the oil and gas industry leaks were also a major contributors to methane production and were under pressure to fall much faster than farming methane because they were easy to stop and did not contribute to our country's food production. So, yes, a couple of, again, different angles there on this one, and I'll come back in closing pretty shortly, I think, with I'll play this one next, actually. It's Bitter by Shehead. There we are, folks. That was She Had There with Bitter. And we're coming very quickly towards the end of the show here, the Over the Fence show. I hope you have enjoyed it, but I just, as it goes, folks, just after I started the show today, an article's come out on the Farmers Weekly saying Fonterra has been dragged into the social media uproar after it was accused of having unsafe dairy products because of it, the cooperatives linked to Bovaer, the supplement food fed to cows to reduce emissions. Fonterra's statement says Fonterra food and safety and quality is our number one priority, and Bovaer has not been approved for use on New Zealand farms. So, yeah, it's happening right now as we speak, folks. All of this coming to Aotearoa. And so, yes, we will keep an eye on this one as it goes, as it plays out. And that's it for the show, like I said earlier. So I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back next week, and I'm going to go out with this one by The Cramps called Human Fly. Have a great week out there, folks. Go get there.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. Don't know why.